You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey everyone, this is Mukundan Sankar from Data and AI with Mukundan. Today's episode, I want to talk about how I built an AI app that translates your code into a story. And I've used it to explain my analysis, and I'm hoping you can do it as well. So about me, I'm not an engineer. I'm a data analyst, a data scientist even. But I live in the world of data. I live in dashboards, notebooks, queries. My world is Python, Streamlit, pandas, metrics, deadlines. But recently my manager asked me a very simple question. Hey, can you walk me through what was your logic? And he said, well, not just me, can you walk the team through as well what the logic was? And you'll be wondering what this logic was. I wrote a piece of code and he wanted me to explain what the logic was, right? As simple as that. Now, here's the thing. I had done the analysis. I had solved the problem. But when it came time to explain it, I froze. That moment, standing there, blinking at my screen, trying to find the words to describe what I just built, that's the moment the whole story begins. So, what is a silent struggle for an analyst? Or maybe an introverted not an extroverted analyst. And we don't talk about this enough. Explaining your work is harder than doing the work. As analysts, I would say we move fast, right? We write scripts on a tight deadline. There's very less hours allocated to analysts to doing their work as compared to engineers. And so we have to move really quick, right? We build dashboards with changing requirements. We clean messy data and make it look clean enough to trust. And in the rush to get things done, we rarely stop and ask, can I explain this? And not just to our manager, not just to our team, but to someone who's outside our domain, to someone who doesn't know what .cum means, like cumulative sum, or why dot merge behaves the way it does, like a pandas function, or how Streamlit even works. And I can just talk about many other pandas functions, like even concat, right? Can you explain it to other people? And here's the kicker. If you can't explain it, they can't understand it. And if they can't understand it, your impact disappears. It gets reduced to he's good with numbers, or she makes the dashboards, or you know, something like that. So here's the thing, you deserve better. And here's how it all started, really. After that meeting where my manager really asked me, can you explain the logic? I started journaling. Not about my analysis, but about why I couldn't explain it. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized this isn't a technical problem. It is a storytelling problem. So I built something not to replace what I do, but to help me explain it better. And it's called Code to Story. And this is how it started. So you upload a .py file, like a Python file, or a .txt file, like a text file. And the app sends it through a GPT-4 storytelling prompt. And the result is a narrative, like a case study or a blog post, and basically an explanation. It's like taking a messy notebook and having someone clean it up and say, here's what this really is, and here's why it matters. And I didn't just build it for fun. I built it because I needed it. I needed it to explain. So I've also tested this out on what I've built out. So this was like a recent blog post I wrote. This was to test the tone of the blog post, right? I wanted to see how my, how I'm writing previous blog post, what the tone is conveying, what is the intended tone, and what the tone I think it is conveying versus what actually is the tone that got conveyed. This was again using AI, and so I'll link that blog post in the show notes, and you'll see it's called Tone Detector. So it's like just I call the blog as I built an AI tool to expose the lie that my blog was telling. And so this was that example. And so the app script is called toneappdetector.py, and it was a Streamlit app, like a Python-based Streamlit app, and that took in blog content and compared tone predictions from OpenAI and Hugging Face models. Basically, does this paragraph sound emotional? Does it sound professional, persuasive, angry, joyful? All of those emotions, right? And I wanted to see what would happen if I uploaded just the raw code to the Code to Story app, which I built here. And so I did. No comments, no readme, and no prep. Just that raw Python file. And here's what it gave me back. The Blog Tone Detector app is a symphony of working technologies, technologies working together to solve a common problem, like understanding tone in writing. Built with Hugging Face, OpenAI, and Streamlit, it allows users to visualize emotional patterns paragraph by paragraph. That's just a brief paragraph of what it gave, but like it gave a pretty lengthy blog post, right? And this wasn't just a summary, it was a story. It sounded like something I would be proud to post on LinkedIn or share with my hiring manager. I mean, or not my hiring manager, like share with my manager or something that or share with a future hiring manager that you would want to interview with, right? Or read at the top of a project portfolio. And that's when it clicked for me. This tool doesn't just explain your code. It helps you see your work with fresh perspective, with fresh eyes. It It isn't just for engineers, analysts, data scientists. It's for anyone who writes code, really. Even a little bit, and wants to explain their thinking. Could be someone who's junior on the team, junior analyst, junior data scientist, a project manager who prototypes their own tools, a freelancer with a lot of client scripts, job seekers with test projects, career switchers trying to showcase their skills. It's for people who have done the work, but don't have the words to explain that work clearly. If that's you, you're not alone. I've been there, and that's why I built this. Let's understand the why behind the tool. And let's zoom out for a second, right? In the age of ChatGPT, Claude, Copilot, Bard, DeepSeek, AI can write code. But you know what it can't still do well? What can it not do well yet? Tell your story. It can't say why you chose this approach, why that edge case mattered, and what it felt like to build something from scratch. And that's the superpower now. Storytelling isn't just a soft skill anymore. It's the skill that separates people who get promoted from those who don't. So if you want to grow in this field, you need to learn how to explain that work. That really amazing work that you did. But if it's not out there, it's just something. Right? It's just a piece of code. And code to story is just one small step towards that. It's not here to replace your voice. It's here to help you find it. Let's look at how to use it. It's like a three-step framework, right? Let's get practical. Here's how you can start using Code to Story today. Step one, like, just pick a Python file, something from your GitHub, your side project, even your job search folder. Don't even overthink it. Just upload it to the app. No need for comments, context, or polish. You don't need any polished code for this. Just the raw .py file or .txt file. So just a raw Python file, text file, whatever. And that'll be step two. So step one, pick a Python file. Step two, upload it to the app. Step three, read the result and decide where to use it. Post it on LinkedIn for that matter, right? Paste it into your code README. Your GitHub README that could have this. Use it as a blog outline. Bring it to an interview. Share it internally with your team, and if you want to, let it be the first draft of your explanation. You'll find that your code has more meaning than you have ever thought it would have. Right, so I built this app for myself, but I'm sharing it because I know I'm not the only one who's struggled to explain their work. If you've ever written something meaningful during a hard season, if you ever built a tool that no one noticed, if you ever felt like your work should have spoken louder or for itself, this is your second chance. Upload the code, read the story, and let the world hear what you've been trying to say. You're not just good with numbers. You're not just the dashboard guy. You are a builder, a thinker, and a storyteller. And now you got a tool that helps you show the world exactly that. I'm Mukundan Sankar. This is Data and AI with Mukundan. And this is your voice finally heard.
At Emory University, We believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.